And again, we have not commented on this section of the report. For us, this is definitely related to the prohibitions part and also to the issue of human control, and I can elaborate a little bit on that. There are two working papers that you have received under the current mandate that are first setting out human control and then are as follows. Taking this list that is very similar to the one that they are seeing in front of us, the limitations as part of human control. And one of these working papers is from Austria and the other one is from the Russian Federation. So this is definitely something that is an interesting concept that we should follow. And I also want to explain why and what is the logic behind it. What we want to do first of all, in the current version of this text, it's not clear why and for what reason we should set up these limitations. For us, it's clear that the reason for setting up these limitations are to achieve human control, but this is probably still not enough because we know there is a certain skepticism around the concept of human control. As we have outlined in our working paper, the reason is to enable the human user or even those who are responsible for the actions of these weapon systems to make informed judgments about the anticipated outcomes and in this process also comply with IHL. So the reason here is that by setting these limitations, whoever operates this weapon system can comply with IHL. So it is not a separated regulation or a separate rule or something that is soft law or something. It's strongly related to something that operators, states have to do to comply with IHL as a positive obligation, as an operative part of implementing existing IHL as well. And those the IHL that we intend to add to existing IHL as part of a set of elements of an instrument. I would just like to put this logic to the room because I think it would make much clearer what we are actually achieving here. Just to say that we think the number of engagements is something that also helps to do that. I think there should not be an unlimited time. I mean, we are having the spatial element already there, but also not an unlimited number of engagements that an autonomous weapon systems can undertake when it is activated and used. The reason is that, I mean, while some might argue that the temporal element and the engagement element are very much related, when it comes to algorithms and autonomous weapon systems, this is absolutely not the case. An algorithm and autonomous weapon systems can undertake a very, very high number of engagements in a time that is not possible for a human user. So we should definitely take these two concepts as something separate. And then lastly, I think we also think that the proposal by the ICRC on the protection of civilians, I don't have it in front of me, is also very valuable and should be supported from our side. I leave it at that. Thank you.